The idea was to look at prognostic factors in breast cancer, and particularly non-negative breast cancer. And the idea was that patients receive hormonal therapy much easier, and therefore we didn't necessarily have to concentrate on patients that are untreated when we looked at prognostic factors. That a good population would be the population of women that took tamoxifen as part of our studies. And the bigger question there would be, do they need chemotherapy or not? And that's why we focused the recurrence score development in patients with tamoxifen.
So really, from a clinical point of view, the objective was to see if you could avoid chemotherapy
Exactly.
and just give hormonal therapy.
Exactly. And in retrospect, I think that was a wise decision, maybe fortuitous decision, but it was a great decision because we will talk about the recurrence score has not only prognostic value, but more importantly, has predictive value relative to both response to hormonal therapy, but more importantly, response to chemotherapy.
And I think that's really one of the most vexing problems that medical oncologists, very large subset of patients, since most patients are node negative, most patients have ER positive tumors, and the clinical question is, do they also need chemotherapy?
Exactly.
I guess the other thing that sort of brought a lot of attention on this subset of patients has been the evolution of the computerized models such as Rabin's adjuvant online model, which allows you to actually see their predictions based on grade, et cetera, what the residual risk is after hormonal therapy.
Exactly. And the interesting thing about the recurrence score, as we'll discuss later on, is that it provides additional information above and beyond the Rabin model. And interestingly enough, you can look at it the other way around. And John Bryan just presented some data at the last St. Gallen meeting looking at recurrence score and adjuvant online. And they seem to perform independently to a certain extent. So adjuvant online will add to the recurrence score, and vice versa, recurrence score will add to adjuvant online. So we're not ready to necessarily get rid of the old prognostic factors altogether, but we now have a new tool that actually adds to the existing one.
Now, the first major presentation that came out of this initiative was the 2003 San Antonio Breast Cancer Meeting, where Soon Paik presented the data, and then it was published about a year later in the New England Journal. Can you talk about what that first study looked at and what was seen?